following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million.
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Yeah, didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
Ding. And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
Ding. And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly.
Ding.
The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
Don't you love, we love local, love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers.
That's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Give us a call at 1-888-455-ESPN or shoot us an email at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
But today, we are in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth and can't wait to do another show here. Great to have them on board again with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got to keep Psycho Andy out of here, though. I think he moved some of the papers in the wrong place.
Yeah, Andy, know your place.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice!
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. It's a Friday. Coming up, Matt Walner, head boys basketball coach at 10-1 Shelton. Yes, I said 10-1. Jared Crick will join us in the second half around the bottom of the hour. Jared Crick will join us before he heads off to world history because that's what he is, a student athlete. He said he's coming back to Nebraska, and we'll talk to him about that decision and try not to bring up anything else. Just that. That's it. Also on the program today, our selections for the weekend. Daddy, it can't get any worse from you. It's only looking up. You went 0-4 last week. Let's rectify.
Rectify is the word, and I've got a whole different mindset, a new tactic in which I'm taking.
Uh-oh.
New tactic about these NFL games. I've had it with these people. I've had it. I'm going after them this weekend. You know, everybody is getting so overwhelmed and consumed with their thoughts of last week, how well Baltimore played, how well Green Bay played against Philadelphia. You know what? If those other teams would have played, you look back to the last game of the season, I'm not sure Pittsburgh could have played much better against Cleveland. Yeah, it was against Cleveland. It wasn't a playoff game, but you seem to have forgot those teams. They're 1 week removed. So we'll wait for the end, and I will dial it up, but I've dialed them up, and you look at the teams in which New England has played, and Colin Cowherd went through the list of them. I actually looked that up last night. The teams that actually made sense went down their schedule against teams that the elite teams in the league, and they banged the points out against them. Everybody's thinking, well, they went 1-1 against the Jets. Well, that second one wasn't close, and I'm not sure this one's going to be close either. So we'll wait for that. We'll wait till the end for that. But I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Sounds awesome. Great for you. All right. Way to be here. New NFL coaches. Have the Denver Broncos made a mistake? Denver fans, react. We want to know, is hiring John Fox the right move for your football team? And Cleveland, I guess we're going to have to rely on a guy that nobody's ever heard of. Damon Day, react! You have hired Pat Shurmur, a lifelong assistant who has been the Rams' offensive coordinator the last two seasons. Be interested to see how that affects Sam Bradford with him leaving, but going to Cleveland. Also, Stanford, they didn't really look.
They hired their assistant, David Shaw. He's been the offensive coordinator the last four seasons. So there you go. And, hey, you know, he didn't look like much, but if you get in trouble, I would recommend Lawrence Taylor's attorney. Weirdo.
Nice job. Nice job, fellas. They get a reduced to misdemeanor.
Yeah.
That's wow.
And Tony. Tony, yes, I will mention tennis again today. Rod Laver says that if Rafael Nadal wins the Australian Open for his fourth consecutive major title in a row, it would be, quote, a great effort, end quote, but not a Grand Slam. See, Laver is the last man to get the true Grand Slam, 62-69. I can't even believe this is discussion. It would be just like the Tiger Slam. In golf. Tiger didn't do it in one calendar year, but he did get all four in a row. And we'll see if Rafael Nadal can win the least exciting major of them all, the Australian Open, which gets underway on Sunday night. The only thing good about the Australian Open, or one of the things that's good, it's hot. So when you're sitting here in this weather, you can at least look on TV and see sunshine. And usually there's live tennis on early in the morning. So when you roll into work, hey, there's something actually going on to get you away from the boring news programs.
What would you say in golf is the least exciting major?
The PGA.
PGA Championship.
Yeah, the PGA, because unless there is something on the line, it's like, eh. Some of the foreign guys don't come over for that. They go back home, take care of business, get on their travel schedule. But, I mean, everybody looks forward to the Masters, and the Masters is cool. The U.S. Open, it's tough. Plus, whoever won the Masters, and for a decade here, Tiger had multiple chances to get off to that Grand Slam. The British Open is fun because you never know the weather, and it's always weird, and you got wispies.
Yeah. Because
I know you love the wispies.
I love the wispies. Love the wispies.
So that's what you got going on when it comes to the majors. And the PGA, it moves around just like the U.S. Open, and they don't try to toughen it up like they do the U.S. Open.
See, I would say the French Open would be the least exciting because of the surface, people slipping and falling. I mean, you either play well on clay or you don't play well on clay, which eliminates about two-thirds of the field.
Dr. Shane would have to fill me in on this, but I would say Wimbledon won. And I get to go see Jackie, but they're really busy, so it's like 3 weeks from now. Really weird. But anyway, Wimbledon 1, U.S. Open 2, French Open 3, Australian Open 4 for me. The majors, Masters 1. Then, man, I don't know. U.S. Open, British Open, that's a virtual tie. That is a virtual tie at 2, and then the PGA, number 4. In fact, the TPC in Florida, probably more exciting to watch than the PGA at the
especially
end of the
especially with the island hole.
Oh, it's outstanding. It's outstanding. You know what else is outstanding? The basketball teams at Shelton, which I'm going to get a chance to see for the first time this season tonight, and they're going to be tested with the Bulldogs. Here's one of the things, and we'll ask Coach Matt Walter about this in just a second. These teams around here that are on that bubble of being basically C1, C2, C2, D1, D1, D2, you've been one or the other for so long that all of a sudden you get bumped up. I know Shelton's one of them, Amherst is one of them, Elm Creek's one of them, Axtell's one of them, that have bounced back and forth, and I know there's many of them out there. You don't see that between A and B and between B and C1. Adams Central's the only school that even comes to mind when it comes to that. And then you have that great team, and you bump up a class, so then the competition is even tougher. And the Shelton boys are off to a 10-1 start. Coach Walter joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations. Welcome to the program again.
Thanks, guys.
Well, what about that? I mean, I know coaches don't look at that woe-is-me mentality, but this is kind of an important test for your ball club tonight if they want to continue this first half of the season. Thoughts of maybe making a state tournament run. You've got one of the key components in front of you tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely our biggest test of the year so far. You know, Ravenna, always a great team, and you got to play sound fundamentally against them. So, I mean, it's going to be a barometer of where we are this year if we can hang with them and hopefully pull out a victory. So,
hey, when you started this year, did you see yourselves being at the 10-1 caliber team?
You know, I knew, you know, this being my first year head coach, being assistant last year, that we had a lot of returning talent, and I knew that the possibility of us getting all the way up to anywhere from 15 to 17 wins wasn't out of the realm of possibilities. Did I believe that we'd start out 10-1? Probably not. But, you know, after the first five or six games, I was fairly confident every game that we I've went into, I've been really confident in our kids. You know, they're playing really well together, and just overall playing really good basketball.
Shelton boys basketball coach Matt Walter joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, the team started the season scoring some points. Maybe the point total since the holiday tournament hasn't been as high, up in the 60s. Is that maturity? Is that teams learning their role? Is that learning your system? Because you're still winning. What do you attribute that to, or is it just the caliber of teams you're playing?
Well, you know, I think it's more of the whole notion at the beginning of the year. You know, from the past year, Shelton boys basketball hasn't been quite up to par, and so a lot of teams in the beginning of the year were overlooking us, and so they didn't really know who our shooters were, and now we're going to come out and score some points. Now teams have a good idea of who our scorers are, who our shooters are, who they need to shut down. Thus, you know, you're seeing lower scores from us, but you know, at the same token, we are playing really good defense, which is preventing teams from scoring a lot of points on us, so we don't have to score a lot of points to win as long as we play defense.
And you look down the rest of the schedule, and you got the Twin Valley Conference coming up, which you face some stiff competition. But really, the only team with a winning record left on this, you got Gibbon down the road, but Ravenna tonight. It's a huge measuring stick, if anything, for this team.
Oh yeah, this, you know, Gibbon's always a tough game because it's a rivalry. You know, we're only 6 miles apart, and it doesn't matter what the record is. You might as well throw them out the window because it's just going to be, you know, bloodshed, because we want to beat Gibbon. Gibbon wants to beat us. It's just kind of bragging rights. But like you said, this game against Ravenna, just, it's going to be a huge, like you said, measuring stick. And I hope our boys come out fired up, and you know, we do some good things. Ravenna, always a good team. You guys know as well as I do that Coach Bronick always has them playing at the highest possible level. So it will be a very tough game tonight.
Well, Matt, let's talk about your boys. Matt Walter, the head coach at Shelton. You've got three kids right now that offensively are averaging in double figures. Tell me about those guys.
Well, we have our senior, Robert Portillo. You know, he's a four-year starter. Great kid. Works hard for us. And he's, for his lack of size as far as muscular component is concerned, he has great post moves. Very sound fundamentally in the inside. He still needs to work on finishing a little bit better, but overall, he's a really good post player for us. Then we have Mitch Ross, who's a junior for us, and he's just shooting lights out this year. By far our best shooter overall, pure shooter. And, you know, he's still picking up on the defensive side a little bit, but overall, he's doing really good. And then you have, basically, if you ask anybody on our team, who basically is the guy on our offense that makes everything happen, and Luke Glenn. You know, he's only a sophomore, but he plays like a senior. Like, he's been here before. Nothing fazes him very much, and he creates everything for us. Everything's based off of him in our offense. Not saying that if somebody else has to bring up the ball or anything of that nature that we don't work, but it works a lot better when he's able to stay under control and kind of break his man down a little bit.
Matt, would you say your game's similar to Ravenna's, because you got three people that score, they've got three people that score, and then you've got the role players?
You know, I was, funny you'd ask that. I was actually watching some tape on them, watching their game against Kearney Catholic, and I thought a lot about the same thing. You know, the thing that Ravenna has over us is they play a little bit better competition than us in the year as far as higher classes. So they get a good challenge from those guys that, you know, like the Gretnas of the world, that probably have five good, solid players, so they all have to play together. They've been together, you know, their entire lives. I remember watching them when they were in elementary, and they were well-oiled then. But, yeah, our team is similar to them in a lot of ways. You know, we have a lot of good role players, too. You know, our other starters, Jordan Harvey, is very good defensively. Great senior for us. And then we have David Mueller, who's another sophomore that can handle the ball, and he's starting to find his shot from the outside. So, you know, we have three kids that right now can shoot from the outside. I got a couple guys off the bench that are starting to play really well for me as well. So, you know, we got some guys that can do some harm. It's just that, you know, Connor and the Suborn kid are just very, very good basketball players. I mean, they live and breathe basketball, you can tell.
Well, we get to see Shelton in person a couple of times in the next week. Ravenna and then Atwood River next week. We'll have those games on Classic Hits 98.9. And Matt, I know you got places to be, so we'll let you get going and look forward to seeing the Bulldogs play tonight. And, hey, it's got to be a relief. You take over a program. nobody wants to run right into a wall, and it's got to help you breathe just a tad bit easier that the boys are playing the way they are.
It definitely does. It definitely does.
Matt, we'll see you tonight. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you.
Shelton Bulldogs. I'll tell you what, and don't overlook the girls either. I think we could have a couple of really good basketball games tonight. The Shelton girls are 9-3. They've lost in overtime by 2 points to unbeaten Lawrence Nelson and by 5 to Bruning Davenport Shickley in the holiday tournament. This is a good ball club as well. It all comes down to, again, you've got a game tonight of the haves and the have-nots. Like Matt said, Shelton has been struggling lately. This is going to be the first big-time test that they actually feel, I would think, that they have a chance to be competitive in with Ravenna in a long, long time. And it'll be interesting. It'll be an upset if Shelton wins tonight. But you know what? Sometime you have to win that game to be able to take yourself to the next level. And maybe that's asking a lot in this first year of really getting things going. Matt and the boys look like they have things pointing the right direction. We'll see if both teams from Shelton can handle the pressure tonight.
I think that's very, very true. It's got to happen sometime, and you're looking. I was just thinking Mercury Morris is standing. Ravenna's standing on that mountain. Somebody's got to grab them by the shoe and either jerk them down or jerk themselves up with them.
Well, and that's another thing, the point here, they're both in C2. They have to see each other in the postseason before they get to state if they stay on this. So both teams will learn a little something tonight. We will also talk to another Matt on Monday's show. Matt Drew, the head boys basketball coach at Unbeaten Giltner, ranked number one in one paper, number two in the other, and they will play Kennesaw Monday. The snow helps us out there. We actually are going to get to go see a game that we wouldn't normally have gotten to see with Giltner at Kennesaw on Monday, and we will talk with Coach Drew on Monday as well. Also, Tom Hamilton, a director and organizer of the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo, going to be joining us on Monday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. We got tickets to give away for that, too.
We're going to do that in just a second.
I was going to say,
hang
you go
on,
back.
Folks. We're going to do that in just a second. Hang on.
When you bring up Giltner, you go back about the last 3-4 years. You talk about football and you talk about boys basketball. As far as wins and losses, they put up a lot of wins in those two sports. I've been very, very successful over there, and I think one sport carries over to another sport. And you're right, sitting at the top of one pool, second in another. Should be a great stretch run for them. There's, you know, get some area teams. 10-1 for Shelton. I don't know anybody saw that coming. And you know what? You look down the rest of their schedule, this is a very, very capable team of ending this year with only a couple 3 losses. And then that includes if they lose tonight to Ravenna.
How fired up is Daddy for the new Complete Nutrition store opening in Grand Island?
Hip hooray, hip hip hooray.
That is Daddy on his way to Complete Nutrition in Grand Island to see how the boys are doing, and they are doing just well, you tell me.
They are fired up about it.
Just north of Gordman's in Grand Island off Highway 281, located in Kearney, just north of Sunmart, where they've been taking care of you for a long time on North 2nd Avenue. You want to get a hold of them in Kearney, 338-1-FIT. 338-1348, or they've got a cool little number in Grand Island, 382-TONE. 382-8663. Tone as in Tony.
There you go.
382-TONE. It's easy to remember in Grand Island. You can always check them out on the web at CompleteNutrition.com. It's a new year. You're trying to get that New Year's resolution. You know how tough it is, Daddy, to hold on to that New Year's resolution. I'm going to get in better shape. I'm going to look better. I'm going to feel better. I'm going to work well. The nutrition folks and the Complete professionals that they have at Complete Nutrition take care of you. Check out the CTS 360 Complete Toning System that includes 3 levels of fat burners plus tone and night formula. It controls your appetite and cravings, tones your stubborn fat, boosts metabolism, and accelerates weight loss, even weight loss while you sleep. Find out more. I know some of this can be confusing, folks. That's why they're there for you in Kearney and Grand Island at Complete Nutrition and at Complete Nutrition.
I'm telling you, right after the new year, I made one of those little resolutions. I tried to take a nap with those cucumbers on my eyes. Didn't do it for me. I had to go to Complete Nutrition.
Hip hooray, hip hip hooray.
888-455-ESPN, a family four-pack to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo is next weekend at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. Stay with us. Jared Crick is coming up on the show at the bottom of the hour. But right now, it's Friday. Let's give away a couple of sets. We got a couple of four-packs, family four-packs, next weekend, Mac Center Omaha. We're going to save you a bunch of money if you're going, folks. These are the VIP passes, and you get free parking with them. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We're going to take caller number 5, and then if you're on hold and it's ringing and ringing and ringing, hang on because you might be caller 6, and then Merritt's going to give those to you. We're back after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
With a slightly sweet yet tangy flavor, Hole in One Farms dipping and glazing sauce is so thick it even clings to wings and fries. Try it on meat just before you take it off the grill, or pour it on meatballs and cocktail weenies. Maybe use it to glaze a meatloaf. If it gets the Hole in kids to the dinner table on time, it'll work for yours too. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole in One Farms products. Click on the Hole in One Farms link at KKPR.com for the Hole in One story.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
This Saturday, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crews from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth for all the action. First, it's a battle of AFC North rivals when the Baltimore Ravens head to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Then, Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons host Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. The NFL playoffs are right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Gene Chizik's Auburn Tigers won the BCS. Along the way, Cam Newton won the Heisman. During the voting, he received a vote from Doug Duda, who, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, announced that ESPN Radio Superstation listener Terry Kohler had won the BCS Bowl Pick'em Contest and a laptop from Premier Rental Purchase. That's only 4 degrees of separation from actually receiving the crystal football itself. Take that, Kevin Bacon, and that, Terry, is your 15 minutes of fame. Brought to you by Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
We'll see lingering clouds today, along with some breaks of sun as we head further on through the day, with a high temperature of 40, with southwest winds developing at 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll stay partly to mostly cloudy, the low near 21. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 27.
Doug and Daddy Show. It's Friday. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to start. I gave Merritt this in the off. I'm going to have play a return that Merritt would never play. I'm going to pick one out today. Start it today. What do you think? You know, one return Merritt would never play. Why is that, Tony? Oh, let me hear it, BB. Come on now. Here we go.
Thrill is gone.
There you go.
BB King.
If your thrill is gone, Daddy, you can get it back, and I know how to make you happy. I know how you get your thrill back. Some people might think other things, but I know it's by feeding the big fella.
Well, Troutman's waiting for you with QSDA-certified Angus beef. The quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Hey, plus, you're making chili this time of year? They've got all the spices to go with it. Summer sausage available along with snack sticks, plus fresh out of the smokehouse. Fresh sausage, brats, Italian, andouille, garlic. They've got them all. Plus, they've still got Green Mountain Grills after the Christmas season. Maybe you got that Christmas cash. You don't know what you need. Thinking about grilling in the summer. That's a perfect opportunity to check out Carrie and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats. Plus, they've got a great selection of domestic and imported wines to choose from. Nebraska wines, including Max Creek Wines, and now new Nebraska wine from Superior. Available. Superior States Wines at Troutman's Quality Meats, the grill's best friend.
Great to have you on the program today. Let's take a look at what our winner had to say. Who'd we get for winners, Merritt, for our River City Hunting and Fishing Expo passes?
We got Don from St. Paul and Kevin from Hastings.
Nice.
Cool. All right. We'll send our engineer to go out and check on a couple of things here for us, and then we'll take some time. And so maybe go check that out in the other room, Merritt, would you? And see what's going on, or if I got to hunt somebody down and beat them with a baseball bat. Here from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, glad to have you on the program today. No surprise, Cam Newton going pro, and so is Mr. Fairley after that big game. Now he's projected to be the number one pick.
Yeah, it's one of those. I think it was as dominating performance as you can get, and I don't know how they'll rip him apart. But just being a junior, no surprise that Cam Newton left. But to lose him off a defensive line, that's a pretty big hit for Auburn. And everybody's talking about LSU and how good, how many people they got coming back on this top three recruiting class. Maybe they're that SEC team that emerges.
A lot of people taking care of business. The top 25 and the betting lines are out from Bodog. Oklahoma is number one. What do you think about that?
You know,
interesting. Just then I'll let you finish here. Interesting point was brought up. If the SEC's won five in a row, why wouldn't you make an SEC team number one?
Yeah, I would think that would be the first thing I would do. That would be the first thing I would do. It's one of those things. You got Oklahoma and Broyles decides to come back. You got Landry back. You got all the pieces there to make a run. But yeah, the SEC's won so many in a row. I think you look at LSU as one of those teams that is probably going to be up in that mix. You know, you look at Auburn, or excuse me, you look at Alabama. You always look for them with Nick Saban and what he's been able to do there. They're going to be up there again. Don't think Florida's not going to be around for two. They're not going to hold out for 3, 4, 5 years before they're back in the running. And then, of course, Steve Spurrier on the other side of the things got to the championship game this year and is still building. So, something to look at.
Well, we've been hearing where Nebraska might be preseason rankings, 15, 19, 12, 8th in the betting line. 18-1 right now from Bodog. 18-1. Oklahoma is the favorite, then Alabama. Oklahoma 7-2, Alabama 15-2, then Florida State, Boise State, and LSU. Boise State and LSU both at 12-1 would be the fifth selection. Then Oregon, Florida, and Nebraska. Those at 20-1 include Ohio State, Penn State, Texas, and TCU. Not getting a good price right now if you're a Big Red hopeful for a national championship.
No,
I mean, but that's what you're looking for.
But maybe a little bit higher than I think a lot of people expected.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're not getting good
right.
Odds. I think, again, people bet Nebraska, so that's why the odds are what they are. You know, how's Tech? Of course, that's why Texas is 20-1.
I mean, you just look at that schedule next year and you think it just could be very, very difficult to go through without getting a loss or two in there.
We're going to take a break on the Doug and Danny Show. Jared Crick's going to join us in a moment. We'll be right back.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team. UNK Lopers. The blue and gold is in town tonight, and Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
With the Loper basketball and wrestling squads on the road this weekend, come inside and cheer on your UNK Aqua Lopers. The women's swimming and diving team will duel College of St. Mary Friday night at 6 and Saturday at 2. It's UNK Aqua Loper action Friday and Saturday.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Imagine if you could get the best for free.
No way.
Wow. At H&R Block, we're serious. We believe everybody deserves the best tax preparation available. For a limited time, we're offering to prepare and file your federal taxes for free if you qualify for a simple 1040 EZ. All returns will be completed by our highly trained tax professionals in over 10,000 offices nationwide. This offer is available only through February 15th, so come in today or call 1-800-HR-BLOCK. H&R Block. Never settle for less. Taxpayer must meet IRS criteria to use Form 1040 EZ at participating locations. Additional fees for state return and earned income credit.
Mike Golick here for Tabasco on Pizza. You know, nothing beats a game day gathering, the boys, some football, and of course, boxes full of pizza. But to really kick it off, I need one more thing, and no, I'm not talking 60-inch high def. I'm talking Tabasco Original Red. Unlike other sauces that mask the taste of food, Tabasco amplifies flavors you never knew were there. So whether you're a meat lover, deep disher, or extra cheesehead, shake some on your pizza and see why Tabasco really is
so much more than hot.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see lingering clouds today, along with some breaks of sun as we head further on through the day, with a high temperature of 40, with southwest winds developing at 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll stay partly to mostly cloudy, the low near 21. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And the web, ESPNSuperstation.com.
Hey, I want to remind all of our guests, enjoy a sandwich. A meal from BK, original chicken sandwich, buy one, get one free. There's no limit on that, people. Or try the new chicken club with bacon and tomato. Also, buy one, get one free. You can look down the menu, breakfast menu. Other specials include $2 doubles for bacon, just $3. Ice frozen Coke or cherry Coke, all sizes now just $1. 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart. Or in Lexington, Cozad and North Platte, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema. All that. Burger King is where it's at, people.
Doug and Daddy Show, where basketball is going on this weekend. The Lopers are going to be at Western New Mexico tonight. Western women haven't won a game all year, so that should be good news for UNK. The Western men are 5-12, so UNK needs to win that game as well. Both men and women are 6-7, and they play New Mexico Highlands tomorrow. Again, a winnable game for the ladies. Men, they're going to be tested because the Highlands men, 10-4, and one of the better teams in the conference, even though they're 6-4. UNK men are 4-5 in the conference. The women are 5-4 and playing their 14th and 15th games of the season this weekend for Hastings College. They go to Briar Cliff tomorrow, where they will be taking on the Chargers, and the men's game could be interesting. They're 17-3, ranked 7th in the country. One of those three losses came to Hastings College earlier this year.
Rolling. Hastings College women, got to get it going. Back to where they were originally, you know, coming into this deal. I think they started off the season on such a high note.
For the Huskers, they will play at Kansas for the men tomorrow. The game will be on the Breeze, pregame at noon, tip-off at 1. The women will welcome in Kansas at 2:05 on Sunday. And we told you this yesterday, Mortise Ivey becoming just the second women's basketball player in school history to have her jersey retired, joining Karen Jennings, led the 88 Huskers to the Big 8 Conference crown. First ever NCAA tournament appearance. God, did we go to college that long ago? I mean, by we, I mean me. That's all I'm saying, Tony.
88 conference crown. Did not remember them being the Big 8 champions.
Well, what were you, 8?
I wouldn't have been 8. I'd have been a junior high kid.
Woo! Little daddy then. You'd have been a little daddy. Tri-City Storm finally at home tonight. They will be taking on Cedar Rapids and Indiana. Face off at 7:05 the next two nights. And tonight, you know what it is tonight, Daddy?
Dollar night?
That's tomorrow night.
Oh.
You know what tonight is? Ladies' night. It's ladies' night at the Storm, and you know what happens when it's ladies' night?
Oh, what a night.
It's usually creeper night. So ladies, be careful. You never know what you're going to run into at ladies' night. So that's what's going on with Tri-City Storm Hockey. And then they're back on the road for the next four. After this weekend, they have one home game before February 11th. One home game. That's hockey, also being played indoors, the Nebraska Danger, and indoor professional football. Indoor professional football. Tryouts tomorrow. Are you there?
I've got
Well, you don't have to, tryouts are at 10, but for you, 11:30, because that's when kickers show up.
I do have another commitment. Otherwise, I'd love to take a stab at that.
I heard Stu Pospisil, I'm sure Stu Pospisil will be there ranking kickers tomorrow for the Nebraska Danger. But again, registration at 8:30. Again, it's $40 to register and try out, but that does get you a Nebraska Danger t-shirt. Tryouts are then at 10, 11:30 for the kickoffs. Warm up on your own, skill testing, a variety of tests. You may be able to get a contract right then and there if you lace it up and go crazy.
I actually was at a place selling Danger t-shirts the other day. I almost bought you one. I was close. I almost picked you up one.
If I have to buy a Danger shirt, I will not be happy with the Danger football program. I can't believe we don't have Danger merchandise sitting here right now.
I'm a little disappointed, I'll be honest with you.
Somebody talk to Merritt in the promotions department. What are you doing, Merritt? How come we don't have t-shirts and hats from the Danger?
Sorry. Clearly I'm lacking in the musical department too, so what's going on?
We're trying to broaden your horizons. Last night in Omaha, the annual Outland Trophy ceremony, Tony, as we get ready to talk a little football here with Jared Crick. Last night, Wisconsin center Gabe Karimi, I hope I said that right. I should know that by now. But then also some Huskers were honored. Alex Henry, the Guy Chamberlain Award, which is presented to a senior who has bettered the football program. I think that's who we voted for, wasn't it?
Yep.
We get to vote as the media for the Novak Award and the Chamberlain Award. Ricky Thanars won the Tom Novak Award, which goes to the Husker senior who best exemplifies courage and determination despite all odds in the manner of Nebraska All-American center Tom Novak, which obviously, Ricky did, leading right up to, unfortunately, what happened at the end of the season for him. And then Niles Paul received the Cletus Fisher Native Son Award. That's selected by the Husker coaches and presented to the senior player who best exemplifies good work ethic, competitiveness, leadership, forthrightness. You want to write that one down? Forthrightness. Sense of humor, pride, loyalty, and love for Nebraska. Husker wide receiver coach Ted Gilmore said before handing the award to Paul's dad, "If there's a tougher young man across the country, I want to meet him." Then they showed some highlights of the players, and everybody applauded.
Very, very good toughness. I don't think anybody questioned Niles Paul's toughness.
That takes us to the Dent Popper inbox here, where Fast Willie says, "Ted Gilmore says Niles Paul is as good as any receiver in the country. My question is, at what? Because he damn sure can't be talking about football."
Certainly had his moments of mistakes.
Fast Willie also went on to say, maybe he's trying to get a one-hour HBO special because I can't stop laughing. That's the best one-liner ever. Stop it, Ted, please. I need to catch my breath. More comments to the Dent Popper inbox here at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. The inbox is Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Getting closer and closer to making NFL selections that are going to happen later in the show.
Uh-huh. Are you sure? You ready?
Well, I'm ready.
Well, earlier this week, Tony, our main man, Jared Crick, decided that he was going to return to the University of Nebraska. I guess I wasn't shocked by that. That's what I expected. But we're going to talk to Jared here in just a second about his decision. They're back in class. He's getting ready for 2011 winter conditioning. There's really no time off when it comes to football. And an interesting decision. You know, some of the big names around the country deciding to come back. I think a lot more coming back than not.
Yeah, I think so, too. Jared Crick joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jared, first of all, thanks for giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Second of all, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, no problem.
Jared, we got to start right off the top here. I know that you had intense meetings with the coaches, with your parents, and with Big Daddy. What really swayed you to come back?
There's a lot of factors, really. You know, one, the biggest thing for me was I wanted to get my degree. You know, my parents really harped to me that they wanted me to finish school, but nevertheless, they were going to support my decision. And, you know, that was the biggest thing. And then looking back, what we have coming back, you know, guys like Alfonso Din and Levante, all of us on the D-line, the talent that's coming back really really, if I came back, it gives me an opportunity to play with those guys one more year and see what we can do as a unit.
Jared, there was a lot of confusion in the last week with the Michigan situation, the LSU situation with your head coach. Did that factor into the decision? Had he been gone and went to, say, Baton Rouge?
No, just for the fact that we're all pretty positive that Coach Bo doesn't want to be anywhere else but Nebraska. We truly believe that. He said that many times. So, you know, with or without Coach Bo, you know, it would have been a huge benefactor, if, you know, with Coach Bo staying. But even if he should have left, you know, I still would have stayed. The biggest thing is playing with my brothers. And, you know, Coach Bo's a great coach, but if he should have left, you know, that's all we have is each other. So, yeah, it would have been hard if he would have left. But, you know, I'm really glad he stayed, and we all are.
Jared Crick, of course, Husker All-American, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, returning back for his senior season. Last we talked to Jared was before the Holiday Bowl, before they were heading out to San Diego. And at that time, Jared, you said that you hadn't – I don't know if you said you had made up your mind or hadn't made up your mind. I think you'd made up your mind, but you just wanted to do another interview on the Doug and Daddy Show, so you delayed this announcement. Is that true?
Well, of course. I mean, there's no other way to announce things other than the Dougie Daddy Show.
Jared, how long – I mean, when did you make the decision? Was it after the bowl game? Did you kind of know this was what you were going to do? Take us through, I guess, the process in your mind.
I had officially made my decision, you know, during our break, about a week after the bowl game. You know, I wanted to talk to my parents about it, you know, because, you know, this decision just doesn't affect me. It also affects them. So I wanted to, you know, talk to them about it, see what they thought was best. And, you know, they told me, well, we want you to get your degree first. I mean, you put in all this work. I mean, I've only got one semester left till I graduate. And they thought it'd be smart. You just go ahead and finish up and then, you know, do good this season, and, you know, the NFL will always be there. So, you know, after talking with them, you know, I'd already talked to Coach Bo about it. Coach Tom Osborne, they gave me their input. And, you know, it was really an easy decision. I kind of had my mind made up before the bowl game, but it really wasn't official until, you know, a week after when I talked to my fans about it.
Now, Jared, all along you put your name into the NFL Advisory Committee. You heard back from them as what?
No, I heard a lot of things, really. I just haven't got my favorites from the NFL Advisory back yet. But I heard that, you know, from numerous people who think they know what they're talking about, that I could have been, you know, a mid to late first rounder and anywhere, you know, after that. So, you know, it's kind of bittersweet. You know, you want to be – everybody wants to go first round, but, you know, it's not – you know, legit until they call your name in the first round. So it's just, you know, not knowing who to trust, really. And, you know, I talked to Sue about it, and, you know, Sue had said the same thing. Just, you know, you can't really trust anybody until your name's called on draft day. So it was kind of a bittersweet thing for me.
Husker's Jared Crick joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he's getting ready for class. We'll talk about that in a second. Obviously, Tony, again, something that, you know, Jared's just too humble to say. He knows with the Dallas Cowboys having a very early pick in this year's draft that he probably wasn't going to get selected by our team. Another reason to come back.
Yeah, see, we'll wait for them to falter again next year and hopefully move up into the top five, and then he can be a Cowboy.
Jared, what about the business point? In college, we still look at this as somewhat fun. You don't have to worry about finances and the rest of your life, I guess, from the paycheck. And with the lockout possibly in this CBA, do you know a lot about that? Is that what Tom Osborne and Ndamukong Suh were telling you? What about that part of it?
Yeah, they had said some. Coach Osborne had a meeting with us talking about, you know, the lockout and everything that goes with it. And, you know, he was advising us. You know, he wasn't trying to – he was a little biased because he's our athletic director, but he was trying to, you know, and educate us and, you know, for us to make the right decision. And he pretty much told us that, you know, with the lockout, nobody's going to get paid next year. There may not be a season and, you know, everything that goes with that. So we were well educated, you know, on our decisions, you know, going into that. And the CBA thing, I think it's just the same thing as the lockout. Just they told us about it, they informed us about it, and just hope that we make the right decision off of it. That was best for us.
Jared, I guess when you hear back from the NFL advisory board, will they tell you the things that they think will move you up and that you need to improve on?
Oh, definitely. From what Sue told me, they'll send you a letter, you know, expecting, you know, what the scout has said, what teams are saying, where they think you'd go. And then they, some guy calls you talking about what your best traits and then the things you need to work on, like exactly what you said. So, you know, when I get that call from them, I'll know I have a pretty good chance, you know, what I got to do. But we have the best coaches in college football, I believe. And, you know, whatever they say, I'm sure is going to be more beneficial to me than, you know, what a guy from the NFL is saying. So I'm still here for another year with the University of Nebraska, and I need to, you know, I need to play for the University of Nebraska and not, you know, what I need to do to make myself better for the NFL.
Well, we've just got another minute left with Jared Crick because he's about ready to go into class. I don't know if we've really talked about this point since maybe way back the first couple times we ever talked to you, Jared. What's on your class schedule this spring? And for the folks out there that don't know, what are you majoring in?
I'm a history major, and, you know, that's it. I'm taking, you know, all history classes, finishing up my credit hours so I can graduate in May or August. You know, history's my thing. Math hasn't really been my thing. Coach Bubak will tell you that. Being a math teacher of mine in high school. But, you know, history's my thing. It's what I'm good at, and that's what I wanted to major in ever since, you know, I got into school. So I've just been working hard at that, and, you know, hard work's starting to pay off. Another reason why I decided to stay, basically get these 12 credit hours out of the way and get my degree.
Jared, everybody sits from the outside looking in at the NFL riches and what goes with being a first-round draft pick. Is there insurance deals to look at as far as protecting your body in the next year, or is that something that you're just not looking at doing?
There is an insurance program where, you know, if you should get hurt, you know, you get what your value's worth in the draft. And, you know, I may look into, you know, signing up for that. I'm going to talk to my parents a little more about it, talk to coach, because, you know, I'm not completely familiar with it, and I don't want to, you know, pay a huge premium on something that I'm not for sure with. So, yeah, there are those things that help to protect athletes, but, you know, if it's whether if they're worth it or not. If you think that you're feeling good and you know you had a pretty good health record in the past, you know, it may be something that you don't really want to get into. But I may look into it. I'll get some more info, and then I'll let you know for sure.
Daddy, how much was the premium during your college day for your body?
It started out being about $13 a month. Then it went down to $0.57 a month.
Jared is off to world history, and we've taken more than enough of his time this morning. We always appreciate you making a little room for us, Jared, and have a great spring. We'll see you back on the football field. See, we went the whole interview, and we didn't even bring up the last game.
Yeah, that's a plus. Send me up on a good day already.
Well, Jared had a good game. The Huskers didn't, and we know that that's going to turn around. We'll get a chance to bother Jared Crick again in the near future. Jared, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great weekend.
Hey, appreciate it, guys.
Jared Crick, defensive tackle, Big 9-4 out of Cozad, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show again. He made the announcement, Tuesday, that he was coming back for sure, and he had some class conflicts. We were finally able to catch up with him. As you could hear, he was headed to class, or else he was doing something that I don't want to know about, but he assured us that he was out of bed and making his way to class this morning. But it's a tricky deal, Tony. It's a tricky deal. Jake Locker has to wish he went last year. You know, and I don't think that's quite as big a deal when you're talking linemen. When you're talking the premier, the quarterback, the running back, where everybody in the country can know your name, like a Cam Newton, what are you going to do?
Well, it's so interesting because you start breaking down these positions, and Jared Crick wants to have the same result that Ndamukong Suh did, and then make that big impact on that next level. But you go back, and I'm holding my 2010 draft preview of when Suh left, and when the positives and negatives come out, here's the negatives that they said. You know, this is a kid that's going in, going to be the first overall draft pick, going to start at the Pro Bowl after his first year. The negatives for Ndamukong Suh is not a creative pass rusher, relies on his upper body strength and effort to generate pressure, and does not have a plan. Lacks elite flexibility and agility to work the edges. Too often vacates his gap and can play with more consistent leverage.
Well, that was something people couldn't believe. You saw it on Sports Science how strong he was and how he was just able to use brute strength and never had to, in his early years, form that technique that some players that were just smaller had to form. And as he gets a little leaner, meaner, trimmer, they're definitely helping that out in the pro ranks. And you can tell. You can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Even at Detroit, you can tell. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, because coming up in moments, Daddy makes his NFL playoff selections coming off that stellar 0-4 campaign last weekend.
Total different mindset. Total different mindset when I pick these games.
Let me ask you this, Tony. Do you think Jared Crick would have, before we take this final break, do you think Jared Crick would have went in the first round?
Yes.
Okay. I disagree. I'm not. That's not a knock. I just don't think so. Next year, predict it right now. Where's he going to be?
Coming back next year, he'll be a top tenner.
I'm going to say 14, or wherever Dallas is. Take a break and be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You've heard me talking about GoToMyPC, the easiest, most intuitive remote access product available. If you have a Mac, you haven't been able to try GoToMyPC until now. GoToMyPC is now available for Mac users. It lets you remotely access your computer from any other computer. GoToMyPC for Mac was built for Mac users from the ground up. Now you can access your Mac from any other Mac or PC. All you do is go to mypc.com. And your desktop instantly appears. With GoToMyPC brought to you by Citrix, you can retrieve a file on your Office PC from your Mac at home. Use any Mac application from a PC. I want you to go to MyPC free today. An exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember, use the promo code Colin. Use the promo code Colin.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
Hey, this is Scott, and a recent survey shows that you want to shop at Builders because of our expert staff and because we've been locally owned since 1977. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best price in town. We shop the competition every day to make sure that we're priced correctly. And our guaranteed price match program is simple. If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
West Central Nebraska Home Builders Association brings you the 28th annual Kearney Home and Builders Show. Join them in the new Buffalo County Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 14th through the 16th. Leading home builders, home improvement businesses, and decorators will be showing the latest trends in home building and home furnishings. Enter the nail driving contest. See the Stanley NASCAR. And register to win $500 in Builder Bucks. Admission is $3 per adult or two adults for $5. Children 12 and under get in for free. The 28th annual Kearney Home and Builders Show at the Buffalo County Expo Center, Friday, January 14th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, January 16th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Brought to you by West Central Nebraska Home Builders Association.
We'll see lingering clouds today, along with some breaks of sun as we head further on through the day, with a high temperature of 40, with southwest winds developing at 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll stay partly to mostly cloudy, the low near 21. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay.
Right now, 27.
Doug and Daddy, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad you're along with us on ESPN 1550. And for those of you that have switched over from 1460, the reason why is, well, we're off the air. But the reason why is there is a power outage at the transmitter and throughout that area. So, you know, I notice as you're starting to drive, Tony, it's melting a little bit. and it's getting fluffier, and it's getting tougher to drive on some of these side streets today than it was 3 days ago when you knew they were going to be slick. Now they're hard to get going, still
no
slick.
No grip.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that probably has something to do with it. Some of the ice melting off, some of the ice maybe falling through, but there is a power outage at Dawson somewhere along the way, and they are working on that. Well, hopefully it's out of our hands, so when the power boys at Dawson get her fired up and get her fixed, which I'm sure they will, as they always do promptly, 1460 will be back on the air. But, again, always ESPN 1550, World Wide Web, ESPNSuperstation.com. So glad everybody's with us. And without further ado, Daddy is fired up to make his NFL selections.
Well, a lot of people think the biggest game of the weekend will be the first one played. World War III, call it what you want. Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers will get it on. It will be the most physical game of the four. There's no one arguing that point. But Baltimore played as well as they could play a week ago. Kansas City kept handing them the ball. Everybody's high on them. I will take the Pittsburgh Steelers at home to defeat them. I will lay the 3 points. The next game on the slate is the Atlanta Falcons at home taking on the Green Bay Packers. After last week, everybody is so high on Green Bay. Who's the best quarterback between Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers? How many people they got to ask on ESPN? Everybody's saying Aaron Rodgers. That's why Matt Ryan wins at home. 20-2, make it 21-2, folks. I take Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons at home in the dome to advance in that one. New England Patriots at home facing the New York Jets. I told you earlier in the show, folks, it's just too many points scored against the elite teams in the NFL. Well, the New York Jets, when you advance in this round of the playoffs, you're one of the elite teams. New England just scores too many points. You can't score that many. I'm taking the New England Patriots. And the last game of the night, Chicago, Seattle. Seattle beat them in Chicago, week 6, I believe. This is a different team now. This is a different Jay Cutler now. But I'm not going to lay that many points. Give me Seattle, the lone dog. I think Chicago wins this comfortably, but I'm going to say it's going to be something 24 to 17, something in that region.
Those are Daddy's selections trying to bounce back from an 0-4 weekend by getting some games right. You know, there's a point of picking who you want and then picking who you think. Who do you want to be playing next weekend?
I want to see Pittsburgh go to New England. Well, Pittsburgh or Baltimore, regardless, that's going to be a whale of a game because of those defenses.
If the Jets win, the Jets are on the road. Would that make it intriguing? That means it could be 5 versus 6, the Jets at the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens wouldn't have a home game until the AFC Championship. That would be cool. Plus, I would like Baltimore's chances in that game. So who do you want? Who do you want to see?
I'm going to say I want to see Pittsburgh at New England, and I want to see – apparently Chicago goes to Atlanta. The real, I think, NFC title game is probably going to be played on tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think you're right. Green Bay obviously is good, although Chicago kind of finds way. I just don't know how. Chicago should just crush Seattle. That was such a fluke last week, but we'll find out. I want to see Atlanta in the Super Bowl. So whatever happens, I don't care who it is. I want to see Atlanta in the Super Bowl playing Baltimore. And so however that needs to happen, so it be. There you go. That it is. And such and stuff.
Fair enough. I think it should be some great games, especially Saturday's your best day of football NFL-wise.
Well, like I said, if you're a preacher out there, a priest, a reverend, Sunday, take as long as you want with that sermon, because we know there's going to be 3 or 4 times a year you're going to forget what time it is, and you're going to keep going and keep going, and people are going to be snoring, or they're going to be yelling, or they're going to be clapping their hands, or they're going to be really inspired. Well, this is one of the weeks you can do that, because no one really wants to get home to watch Bears Seahawks at 12 noon. Okay, I'm just saying that. Get it out of the way. If you're going to mess up a football Sunday for some of these folks, this is the one to mess up.
Sunday to mess up.
Well, you can hear all four right here on ESPN Radio, and we want to thank our guest today, Nebraska defensive tackle Jared Crick, who we can say is Nebraska defensive tackle for another year as he is elected not to turn pro. Also, Shelton boys basketball coach Matt Walter, Matt Drew Giltner boys basketball coach Monday, plus Tom Hamilton of the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo joins us as well. Enjoy the weekend, Tony.
Hey, you everybody enjoy the weekend out there. We'll see you on Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.